from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Convoys carrying food and medical aid are due to leave Wednesday for besieged areas in Syria, where thousands of people have had their access to supplies cut by both government forces and opposition fighters. The aid deliveries are part of an agreement between Syria and the United Nations. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the forces fighting in Syria should agree on a no-fly zone and that the situation there is unacceptable. She made the call in her comments to the German parliament today.
Die jetzige Situation ist also immer noch untragbar.
She says it would be helpful if there was an area in Syria which none of the warring parties could fly attacks. If we could manage to reach some sort of agreement between the anti-Assad coalition and Assad supporters for a no-fly zone as a safety zone for many refugees, then it could save many lives and would help in the political process about the future of Syria. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. China has deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile system to one of the disputed islands it has claimed in the South China Sea. It's a move that is likely to increase tensions among China and its neighbors. Taiwan's defense ministry said Wednesday that the missile batteries have been set up on Woody Island. The United Nations is preparing to ask international donors for $1.8 billion to pay for humanitarian aid to millions of people in Yemen this year. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told the Security Council the appeal will be launched on Thursday. He laid out the effects of the devastation that Yemen has experienced in the 12 months, and he said the money would pay for food, water, sanitation, and urgent health care. This is VOA News. The United Nations Wednesday condemned all sides in Afghanistan's conflict for using child soldiers, noting that while government forces have curbed the practice, insurgent groups continue to train large number of fighters under the age of 18. The Afghan government has made progress on the issue, according to the UN representative for children in armed conflict. But she says the Afghan local police, the government allied groups that often operate as independent militias, are widely seen as unprofessional and corrupt, are the major perpetrators. Pope Francis is in his final day of a visit to Mexico and is scheduled to hold a large-scale mass celebration that would be viewed live by people in Ciudad Juarez and just across the border in El Paso, Texas. The Pope is expected to speak about the plight of migrant workers, many of whom leave Mexico to seek better lives in the United States, and the plague of drug violence, which is especially severe near the border. Japan has launched an H-2A rocket carrying a new generation X-ray astronomical observation satellite Wednesday. The satellite is to study black holes and other celestial objects that cannot be studied using light. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency said the satellite is equipped with a cutting-edge X-ray microcalorimeter, which observes a wide range of X-rays from space with the world's top-level spectral capability. It was developed from an international collaboration, including Japan and the U.S. National Aeronautics Space Administration, and will begin fully-fledged observations as early as the summer. Spanish police raided the Madrid offices of China's biggest bank, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, Wednesday, amid accusations of money laundering, according to the Interior Ministry. The investigation by police, the Spanish tax agency, and Europol surrounds funds handled by a criminal group acting in Spain, and the ministry says it passed through the bank and the funds were transferred to China. A number of people are expected to be arrested as part of the operation. However, the ICBC was not immediately available for comment. Iran's OPEC envoy said Wednesday the country plans to increase its oil production levels it had before the imposition of international sanctions sharply cut its exports. The comments come ahead of a meeting in Tehran from oil ministers from Iran, Iraq, and Venezuela to discuss a proposal to freeze production in order to battle a drop in oil prices. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.